previously on Algoa FM.
Time now for Algoa Cares. Nomai Tabiso Clark, CEO at Mulweni Guided Conversations, join me now. She's my beautiful special guest. Nomai Tabiso, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you very much and welcome to your listeners.
Fantastic. Nomai, what need did you witness in your community that led you to start Mulweni Guided Conversations?
Thank you very much, Casey. Maybe for context, Mulweni means I see you all.
Yes.
It reflects our belief that dignity, recognition, and meaningful engagement are essential foundations for healthier communities.
Yeah.
And directly to your question, this is what we witnessed that resulted to Mulweni. One, there is a growing disconnection within communities.
Mm-hmm.
Especially between generations and families. Two, there's an increasing hopelessness amongst many young people facing unemployment, uncertainty, or lack of opportunity.
Yeah.
There's many elders that are living with loneliness, emotional isolation, sense of being forgotten, and disconnected from younger generations. Families are under pressure. All of those things are at the essence of why we felt that these challenges are connected. When relations weaken and when people feel unseen and unheard, you find that the communities are vulnerable. Hence, Mulweni was therefore created to strengthen both human connection and youth empowerment through guided conversations, mentorship, mediation, and work readiness for the youth.
I couldn't help but notice your NPO focuses on mental health as a pathway to success and to achieve your goals. You use the Mulweni method. What is the Mulweni method specifically?
Yes. A Mulweni method, once again, the reason we say that mental health or mental well-being is at the center of Mulweni is because it is connected to two important things amongst others.
Mm-hmm.
One, stable relationships. Two, meaningful economic participation. Mulweni method is our structured approach to strengthening relationships, to youth economic resilience, and community well-being. We believe that with these two areas, we combine guided dialogue as Mulweni, mediation, mentorship, and youth development programs. Why is that? To help people reconnect, communicate better, and build confidence for participation in life and work opportunities. And I must emphasize that Mulweni method is not therapy or counseling.
Okay.
Mental health workers do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is community-based approach that helps strengthen the social and economic foundations that support healthier and more resilient communities.
I would like you to share your success story, or one of your success stories. You've basically mentioned your current programs, the intergenerational dialogue mediation program, and the youth economic development and work readiness support program. Is there a success story?
Yes, there is.
Probably plenty.
Yes, there will be plenty. But to give context, the beneficiaries of Mulweni include elders, the youth, families, and some own organizations. We've got two wings. One wing, which we called Imimangaliso, meaning miracles, focuses on the intergenerational engagement platform. The other one, we call it Ingonso, it focuses on the future, focusing on the youth development aspect. We got a flagship that merge both of these areas. We called it Circles of Wisdom. What happens there? The young people intentionally spend time with elders in their homes through guided visits and conversations. And the benefits those kids have is, through their wisdom, they get wisdom, mentorship, communication skills, and empathy from the elderly.
Yes.
Whilst the elderly, they have companionship that they receive, dignity and meaningful connection. Where I'm going with this is, myself personally, I am involved in this kind of a project at the moment, which I started way back. And I regularly visit one of my principals. Way back when I was in high school, more than 30 years ago, I visit her regularly to spend time with her, to talk to her, and to engage meaningfully. And through this conversation, I realize how much wisdom, perspective, and grounding younger generations can gain from elders. My principal is about 90 years old. Mm. I'm about 55. While elders also deeply value companionship recognition, I believe this is a success area that we want to expand to the youth and the elders around the communities.
And this is what I love about your NPO, you know, you're solidifying that form of respect between the elder and the youth out there.
Yes.
As an NPO, what are your needs?
Like any other institution that is at this the young growth stage that we are finding ourselves, there's a lot of needs that we have. But we've got them at partnership level and resource level.
Mm.
Currently, you find that most of the current reality is that we get a lot of volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
The board of directors, for example, are people that just offer their services and time and resources for free. The gentleman who heads Molweni Guided Conversation is a medical practitioner, Mr. Pumzile Nombila. He's offering his services at no cost and just helping us. Same as we've got businessmen that are serving in the board, Mr. Thioma Kubalo, who also just provide the services. So most of currently what we have, we've got volunteers, we've got collaborations that we are doing and shared resources. And even where we operate from, the offices, which is about two streets away from the ICC, we are hosted by one business in East London, because we want to avoid overheads, because financially we're still at a young stage. So we've got non-financial and financial needs. Non-financial, we need volunteers and professionals who can help and contribute to with youth mentorship,
yes,
to program coordination, to resources management, and help us build this institution. But we also want financial support, because we want to expand on the programs that I just mentioned now, to ensure that the circles of wisdom that are expanded all over, helping the youth and the elders, there's youth programs and mentorships, and we engage, like we mentioned, as Molweni.
All right. So if someone wants to make use of your services, volunteer or donate, how do they get in touch with you? And where are you situated? Are you, said, two streets away or something to that effect?
Yes. We've got several ways or platforms you can be able to get in contact with us. We've got a physical address, which is number 36 in Velith Terrace in Kwigniku, Kompo City. You can email us at info@molweni.africa. We've got a website, www.molweni.africa. If you want to WhatsApp us, you can WhatsApp us at 077-256-2746. We've got a cell phone you can contact me at 072-552-8641. Can I just conclude?
Yes, you may go for
it. I would like to encourage people not to underestimate the power of meaningful conversations, mentorship, and human connection.
Mm.
Many people are searching for direction, opportunity, and encouragement. Many elders are equally and quietly experiencing loneliness and disconnect. So, Molweni Guided Conversation, we believe that when generations reconnect, when young people are empowered, and when people feel seen and heard, communities become stronger, healthier, and more hopeful.
Spoken like a true CEO. Norma Kabiso Klaas, representing Molweni Guided Conversations. Thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon. We have everything that you've mentioned already up and running on our website on the Algoa Cares page, algoafm.co.za. And thank you so much for gracing us with your presence today.
And thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.